Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. I think it's good to go back to the basics every now and then. We haven't done that on this program for a couple of years. I think it's time. So I will end this year with four programs covering the basics of four different vision problems, one each week. I'll start the series today with information about wet macular degeneration. This information comes from WebMD.com, a good, reliable, trustworthy source. The question they ask to start off with is, what is wet age-related macular degeneration? Age-related macular degeneration, first of all, that's abbreviated AMD, and we're going to use that abbreviation throughout the broadcast. Age-related macular degeneration is an eye disease that destroys the macula, which is part of the retina at the back of your eye. Your macula allows you to see color, fine detail, and things that are directly in front of you. This is called your central vision or your straight-ahead vision. There are two types of AMD, two types of age-related macular degeneration, dry and wet. About 90% of the people who have AMD have the dry AMD. With dry AMD, layers of the macula, the back part of the retina, become thinner over time. That makes the macula work less well and leads to vision problems. But an estimated 10% of the people who have AMD have the wet type. With wet AMD, it's also called neovascular AMD or exudative AMD. Neovascular AMD or exudative AMD. This is other terms for wet AMD. So in wet AMD, the abnormal blood vessels grow under the macula. These blood vessels are weak. And they leak blood and fluids into layers of your retina, including the macula. Wet AMD almost always starts out as dry AMD, although you may not know it until you get diagnosed with wet AMD. The symptoms of wet AMD often start suddenly and are usually severe. And if you have AMD in one eye, it's very likely you will also get it in the other eye. The next section is how wet AMD causes vision loss. A healthy macula is flat. With wet AMD, leaked blood and fluids cause a bulge in your retina. The leaking blood vessels can also cause scar tissue to form and can damage cells in your retina. That damages your central vision. Images in front of you might appear distorted. For example, straight lines may look wavy. Things in your central vision may be blurred or hazy or even impossible to see. You might see dark spots in the center of your vision too, but you should still be able to see normally using your side vision, and this is called your peripheral vision. Wet AMD can cause severe vision loss, but neither wet nor dry AMD leads to total blindness since you keep your side vision. Even so, having wet AMD can make it very hard to do things that you need and want to do, such as reading or seeing faces directly in front of you. Now, there are some risk factors involved, and it's not too clear what exactly causes a wet AMD, but they've discovered that you are more likely to get it if you have the following nine conditions. Number one, if you have dry AMD first. Wet AMD happens in people who have already had dry AMD, even if they didn't know they had it. Number two, you're more likely to get it if you have a family history of AMD. If you have wet AMD, you may have inherited certain genes that increase your likeliness of getting it. Or if you are over the age of 50, AMD is called age-related macular degeneration because it tends to show up as you age. Wet AMD is most common in people over 50 and becomes even more common when you're in your 70s or 80s. Still, this is not a normal part of aging. Another risk factor, if you smoke, lighting up doubles your odds of developing wet AMD. In addition to cutting off oxygen to your eyes, researchers think smoking may damage cells and make it harder for nutrients to reach your eyes through your bloodstream. The sixth one for risks, if you have a heart disease or high blood pressure. High blood pressure is linked to a higher risk of developing AMD in the first place and makes it worse if you already have it. And conditions that affect your heart and blood vessels raise your odds of developing wet AMD. And risk, if you're a woman, wet AMD is more common in women than in men. Doctors do not know why. Also, if you are white, wet AMD is more common among white people than African-American, Latino, and Hispanic people. And the final risk factor that they mention, if you are obese. Obesity makes it more likely that early stage AMD will turn into advanced wet AMD. So the next section from this WebMD website, the WebMD, they say signs and symptoms of wet age-related macular degeneration, the signs and symptoms. The wet form of age-related macular degeneration, or wet AMD, can start suddenly. You won't feel pain, but you might notice problems with your eyesight. At first, you may simply notice blurred or distorted vision. With wet AMD, the details of the blurred vision could include a blind spot in the center of your field of vision. This blank area could be gray, red, or black. For example, if you look straight ahead at the face of a clock that has hands, the numbers around the edge of the clock might look normal, but you might not be able to see the clock's hands if you have wet age-related macular degeneration. Another sign is that things look twisted or distorted, like you were seeing them in a mirror that's out of shape. Other symptoms may include straight lines that look wavy. Another symptom, not being able to see fine details clearly. Another symptom would be trouble reading or seeing details in low light. And just about the opposite of there, glare. Bright light might bother your eyes. Or another symptom, an object size or color may look different when seen with one eye than with the other. Next, we have a few of the less common symptoms, things you might not think about. Some symptoms of AMD don't happen in too many people, but you need to know about them in case they affect you. There are, I believe, four of these for you. The first one, a less common symptom, your eyes need a long time to adjust when you go from bright light into a dimmer place. For instance, when you step from daylight into a dark movie theater, you might have a hard time seeing the seats. Your eyes might take up to 30 minutes to get used to the low light. Another less common symptom, you might see flashes of light in the center of your field of vision. If the flashes crop up on the side of your field of view, that could be a different problem, a detached retina. The flashes of light in the center could be a symptom of wet AMD. The third less common symptom, you might have no problem at the center of your vision, except when you look at a white wall. Then you would see a dark patch there. And the fourth, less common symptom, you may see things that aren't there in the blind spot at the center of your field of view. They could be patterns like wallpaper, or they might even be people or animals. It happens because your brain fills in the blanks for the signals that it's not getting from that part of the eye. You might actually hear your doctor refer to this as Charles-Bonnet syndrome. It can happen with other causes of vision loss, too. The next section of this article from WebMD is called What's Not Wet AMD? Some eye problems may seem like signs of macular degeneration, but are not. You need to see your eye doctor to find out what's going on. There's a couple of these, namely floaters. Floaters are dark specks that float around in the jelly-like stuff that fills your eye. They're common and can cast shadows inside your eye. That may mimic a blank spot that AMD causes at the center of your vision, but floaters are not AMD symptoms. Here is one way to tell if your eye has floaters. If you move your eye quickly and then stop, a floater and its shadow will usually keep moving for a moment. Floaters are usually no problem. But if you have floaters and also see flashes at the edge of your view, your field of view, that could signal a problem with the retina at the rear of your eye. Tell your eye doctor. Another symptom that might not be wet AMD, it's late onset retinal degeneration. With this condition, your vision is blurred and getting worse. Like AMD, this eye problem can start in your 50s or 60s, but late onset retinal degeneration messes up your entire field of vision, while, as you know now, AMD mainly affects your central vision. If you have dry AMD, most people with AMD have the dry form, which usually does less damage to your vision. But the dry type can turn into the wet type. If you have dry AMD, be on guard for any changes in your eyesight and get regular checkups with your eye doctor so you are aware if it changes to wet AMD. How about the question, how is wet AMD diagnosed? First, your eye doctor, who is an ophthalmologist, will talk to you about your health history, including any vision problems you have, and the doctor will ask you about your family's health history. Then your doctor will do a complete eye exam, and this may include things like the following three things and maybe more. First of all is a visual acuity test, which uses an eye chart to check how clearly you see at different distances. This is called a visual acuity test, the eye chart. A second part of the complete eye exam would be a refraction assessment. This is when you look through a series of lenses to determine what type of glasses or contact lenses or maybe even surgery might improve your vision, a refraction assessment. And then the complete eye exam should also do glaucoma screening, which measures the fluid pressure inside your eye. And your eye doctor will also do other tests used to diagnose wet and dry AMD. And these will include, I've got a list of five things for you here, other tests, a retinal exam, which lets your doctor check the retina at the back of your eye. You'll get eye drops to widen or dilate your pupils. Your eye doctor will then use a special magnifying lens to look at your optic nerve and retina to see if there's blood, fluid, or evidence of drusen. I'll spell that for you, drusen. They're looking for drusen, D-R-U-S-E-N. Drusen are yellow spots that often form under the retina, and any of these things are signs of AMD. A second part of the test at your eye doctor's would be a visual field test. This would check for problems in the center of your vision. Your eye doctor will use an Amsler grid. If you don't know about those, find one, even if your vision is good. It's spelled A-M-S-L-E-R. The Amsler grid, which is checkered and may have a dot in the center of it. For example, if you have wet AMD, you may see curved, distorted, or missing lines, or whole blocks could be missing when you look at that dot in the center of the Amsler grid. If you have problems with your central vision, which is a sign of wet AMD, the lines on this grid may also disappear, or they might look wavy. That's Amsler grid. Next, the test, the doctor might choose to give you a fluorescein angiogram. Fluorescein is a dye, and I'll spell that for you, F-L-U-O-R-E-S-C-E-I-N, a fluorescein angiogram. With this test, your eye doctor injects fluorescent dye into your arm, and this shows leaking blood vessels in your eyes or other changes to your retina that may indicate a sign of advanced AMD. Since this test can sometimes cause complications like nausea or an allergic reaction, your doctor may not do it during your regular eye exam. Instead, you may need to schedule a separate appointment. Another type of specialized test that they might do for you is an optical coherence tomography. This is abbreviated OCT. This is an imaging test. It lets your doctor see detailed cross sections of your retina. Your eye doctor will check for thinning, or thickening or swelling in the retina, any pigment changes, and they'll be looking for those drusen, D-R-U-S-E-N. Any of these things can be signs of AMD. Your eye doctor can also use OCT, This, once again, is optical coherence tomography, an imaging test to help decide if your retina will respond to treatment for AMD. OCT uses light waves to create high-resolution images of your tissues. Your eye doctor will dilate your eyes and then place your head on a chin rest while a machine beams a light into your eye to capture images of your retina. They do tell you OCT is not painful. And the next and final possible test your eye doctor might do is an indocyanine green angiography. This test is rarely used. It involves injecting dye into your vein. It's often used to spot abnormal blood vessels that are deep in your retina and to confirm the results of a fluorescein angiogram. And this one, again, was indocyanine green angiogram. Usually, testing for wet AMD and other eye problems involves one or more appointments that may each take several hours. In many cases, your doctor will be able to make a diagnosis soon after your testing. Ask your eye doctor about what to expect and whether you will need someone to drive you home from your appointment, and also ask how long you will need to rest your eyes after they're dilated. The next section, what are the treatments for wet AMD? Although there's no cure for wet macular degeneration, there are treatments which will slow the disease and prevent your eyesight from getting worse. If you start treatment early enough, you might be able to regain some of your lost vision. The macula is the part of your retina that you need to see straight ahead clearly. When you have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, that part of your eye is damaged. And we just said a little while ago, AMD comes in two types. The wet is called exudative, and the dry is called atrophic. The dry eye type is more common than the wet form. When you have the dry form, the macula gets thinner as you age and protein deposits grow. These are called drusen. Researchers haven't found a specific way to treat it. Wet AMD, however, happens when abnormal blood vessels form under the retina. Blood and other fluids then leak from the vessels, scarring your macula. Several treatments are available for this type, the wet AMD. So your treatment choices, which is the subject of this section, your treatment choices will depend on, among other things, how advanced your condition is. First one, anti-VEGF therapy, anti-VEGF. This is the most likely treatment your doctors will recommend. Your body makes a protein called vascular endothelial growth factor. Those are the initials, VEGF, which I pronounce VEGF, vascular endothelial growth factor. These help you make new blood vessels. They encourage the forming of new blood vessels. Because wet macular degeneration is a problem of abnormal blood vessels, doctors can treat it with drugs that block the VEGF, that block the new blood vessels. So that's why it's called anti-VEGF therapy. There are three main types of medicine in this type, and they are, you've probably heard the brand name for them. The three types are Eylea, Avastin, and Lucentis. Eylea has a generic name, and it's pronounced aflibercept. The Avastin has a generic name that's baricizumab, and the Lucentis has a generic name that's ranibizumab. So those are three types for anti-VEGF therapy that would stop those blood vessels from growing. Eylea, Avastin, and Lucentis. You get these drugs injected into your eye after your eye has been numbed. The other treatment choice that they might suggest would be nutrition supplements. Your doctor may also recommend you take supplements using something called AREDS2 formula. It contains 10 milligrams of lutein, 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin, 500 milligrams of vitamin C, either 25 or 80 milligrams of zinc oxide, 2 milligrams of cupric oxide, 400 international units of vitamin E. AREDS, the initials AREDS. The initials stand for Age-Related Eye Disease Study. The study found that a certain combination of vitamins and nutrients helped with both wet and dry macular degeneration. After the first AREDS study, researchers tweaked the formula, giving it the new name, AREDS2, A-R-E-D-S-2. These are nutritional supplements. Some people call them vitamins. Another treatment would be photodynamic therapy. This approach uses a laser and medicine that reacts to certain types of light. At the start of the session, your healthcare professional will inject the drug into a vein in your arm. The medicine then pools in the abnormal blood vessels that are in your eye. Next, you'll get an eye drop that numbs your eye. When the doctor shines a laser into your eye, it interacts with the medication activating it. And this creates clots in the blood vessels, which closes them and stops more fluid from leaking. Next, we'll go back to those wet AMD injections that we mentioned just a few minutes ago. There's some more details about that injection process. The most common and effective treatment for wet age-related macular degeneration is called anti-VEGF therapy. Your doctor gives you this therapy through an injection directly into your eye. How often you need these injections depends on your case. It could be as often as every few weeks or as far apart as every few months. Here's what you need to know. What is the injection? VEGF. Do you remember what those initials stand for? VEGF stands for vascular endothelial growth factor. This is a protein that promotes the growth of blood vessels when your body needs them. When you have macular degeneration, some new blood vessel growth isn't healthy for your eyes. They tend to be weak and grow in places that harm you instead of help your vision. So we come to anti-VEGF therapy. This keeps the VEGF from making new blood vessels grow in your eye, which in turn can help curb fluid leakage in your retina. Three main kinds of anti-VEGF treatments, I just told you about those, Eylea, Avastin, or Lucentis. Your doctor will choose which of these drugs to use. All three medications stop blood vessel growth, though they do it in slightly different ways. They are equally effective, and they come with similar risks. Your doctor will help you decide which of the drugs is best for you. The main side effect risks are infection or inflammation in the eye, bleeding into the gel inside your eye, which is called the vitreous gel, and there's another risk of possible retinal detachment. So before the injection, your eye doctor will have to confirm that you do have wet AMD by using a dilated eye exam and some imaging tests before you begin treatments. When it's time for your first treatment, you will get the injection in your doctor's office during an appointment that usually lasts less than an hour. The procedure itself will take about 15 minutes. First, your doctor will numb your eye using eye drops. Then the doctor will clean your eye with a yellow iodine solution. To keep you from blinking during the injection, your doctor will put a small device on your eyelids to hold your top and your bottom eyelids out of the way. Next, we come to actually getting the shot. The needle your doctor uses to give you the injection is very small and thin, and the injection happens very quickly. It takes less than a second. Your doctor will ask you to look up, and then we'll put the needle into the white part of your eye, called the sclera. The doctor will insert the needle as far as the vitreous gel part of your eyeball. The vitreous is a jelly-like substance in the middle of your eye, and that's where the doctor will inject the anti-VEGF protein that will slow the development of blood vessels. Usually, the injection is painless. Some people feel a little discomfort or pressure as the anti-VEGF mixes with the fluid in the middle of your eye, though you might see some wavy lines. Once the needle comes out, your doctor will put a sterile cotton tip over the injection site for about 10 seconds, and this will put pressure on it and keep the fluid from escaping. Then the doctor will flush your eye with a solution to lubricate it and keep it from getting irritated. Now, there is some follow-up care for this treatment you should be aware of. You may see an improvement in your wet AMD symptoms within 1 week of your injection. You may be sore for a few days following your injection, and your vision may be slightly foggy. You can take over-the-counter pain relievers such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen to help with your discomfort, putting a cool washcloth on your eyes for about 10 minutes every half hour may also help soothe the soreness. If the needle hit a blood vessel in your eye as your doctor injected it, You may have some redness in the whites of your eye for up to 2 weeks. As long as you don't have pain or vision problems, this is a harmless side effect, redness in your eye. Harmless if it doesn't cause pain or vision problems. If you have certain side effects after your injection, tell your doctor so that you'll be asked to come in for a recheck of your eyes. Some symptoms to watch for are eye pain, sensitivity to light, any vision changes, if you have eye pressure, or if there are floaters in your vision. Once again, after you've had the injection, there are side effects that you should be watching for. They are important ones to tell your doctor about. And these are eye pain, sensitivity to light, any changes in your vision, if you have any eye pressure, or any floaters in your vision. Pain, sensitivity to light, and vision changes could be signs of an infection. These complications are rare, but if you have them or any of the symptoms listed above, you should tell your eye doctor. Now, there's another treatment that they sometimes use, and that is laser surgery, but they rarely recommend this treatment. It's also called laser photocoagulation. The goal is the same as photodynamic therapy, which is namely to seal off leaking blood vessels. We're talking about laser surgery now. After you get drops to numb your eye, the doctor uses a laser to burn parts of the macula, and this seals those leaking blood vessels. So, as I mentioned earlier, this program is the first of four, which will wrap up the year 2019. Stay tuned. You will hear the basics about cataracts, glaucoma, refractive errors, and other vision problems. And after today's program, you are all caught up on the basics of wet macular degeneration, or as they say, wet AMD. Well, to end this program, I have a quote for you to think about. Here it is. Everything in life goes back to the basics. This quote is attributed to a person named Cron Gracie. He was born on July 11th in 1988. He is a Brazilian-American competitor in the field of mixed martial arts. He's also referred to as a grappler. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.